I'm Dr. Lauren Stryker, and I want to welcome you to Come Again, a solution-driven series of podcasts that address the biological and medical reasons for difficulty with arousal and orgasm that occur midlife or as a consequence of menopausal hormonal changes. Come Again is a podcast series in two parts. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through what Come Again is, who it's for, and why it exists. Since Come Again requires a paid subscription, these first two episodes are free. I want you to know exactly what to expect so you can decide if it's for you before you commit. Let me start with the why. The reason for this podcast series is simple. There are no up-to-date comprehensive books, guides, or podcasts that address the biological reasons for difficulty or the inability to orgasm midlife and beyond. What is out there are lots of psychosocial books and podcasts, many of which are excellent. But an exploration of relationship, self, and past experience is not going to help with the lack of lubrication and clitoral nerve endings that are no longer responsive. You don't need to be told to have a glass of wine and plan a date night if your inability to orgasm is due to decreased blood flow because of aging, low estrogen, or damage to blood vessels from medical problems such as diabetes, cancer treatments, or vascular disease. Not to mention the medications that are used to treat those conditions. My goal is to give you solutions, real solutions, to restore sexual pleasure and the ability to orgasm that's been sabotaged by age, lack of hormones, medical problems, or medication. Let me explain what Come Again is. There are two parts. Each part is packaged as a limited series of roughly 15 episodes. Part one starts with an overview of female sexuality, arousal, and orgasm, and gets into the details of what it takes for an orgasm to occur, followed by what can happen as a consequence of menopause, medical conditions, and aging. Basically, an overview of obstacles to orgasm. Part two focuses on solutions, both hormonal and non-hormonal, to eliminate pain, boost arousal, and wake up your clitoris. I address not just issues that result from menopause, but also medical problems like diabetes or heart disease and other specific circumstances. This topic, it can get a little dry, so I throw in lots of fun stuff along the way, including information that is medically completely unnecessary, but interesting, at least to me. Things like the history of vibrators. And then there's always your fast-forward button if you don't want to know the story of Napoleon Bonaparte's great-niece's clitoris. The list of episodes can be found on drstryker.substack.com to help you decide if you want to subscribe. You don't need to subscribe to Substack or download the app to have access to this information. Just go to drstryker.substack.com and click the Come Again podcast tab. I think it's best to listen or read to the episodes in order, but having said that, each episode stands alone, and you can skip what doesn't interest you and go straight to the episode on vibrators. Within a few months, you'll be able to access all of the episodes you subscribe to. The majority of the content is new for this guide, but there are a few topics that I've covered before. So if you bought my books, listened to my Menopause, Midlife, and More podcasts, first of all, thank you. But you will hear some content reviewed and updated here. The goal was to have all the information in one place, in a logical order, for easy reference. Speaking of which, medical science changes rapidly. What's a given today can be obsolete tomorrow. It's one of the reasons I love studying the history of medicine, as a constant reminder that we're always learning, and that some snarky medical student 50 years from now will say something along the lines of, "Can you believe that back in 2020 they tried to laser the vagina to restore lubrication?" What you will find in this guide is up-to-date on the day I taped it. It's not realistic for me to promise that I'll update as things change. So follow me on drstryker.substack.com for updates. Most important, this material is meant to be educational and informative. It's not a substitute for medical advice, and you need to consult a healthcare clinician for medical care. As I mentioned, I address the medical, biological, and hormonal reasons for difficulty with arousal and orgasm. I'm not minimizing the importance of psychosocial issues. That's just not my area of expertise. But lucky for me, I happen to know someone who is an expert. Dr. Rachel Zarr is a PhD ASEX certified sex therapist with specific experience on the impact of aging and hormones on sexual function, and she will be my guest on a number of episodes to address the psychosocial aspects of sexual response and also practical things like how to get your partner on board with using a vibrator. Dr. Zarr happens to be my daughter, so proud. But that's not why I asked her to be my expert. People who are not her mother can attest to the fact that she's brilliant and knowledgeable, which is why she supervises and teaches other sex therapists and is a frequent guest on many other podcasts. And I'm pretty sure this is the only mother-daughter podcast that discusses vaginal dryness and what to do if your SSRI has killed your libido and your ability to orgasm. I also want to be clear that Come Again is not a guide to managing menopause. I make references to symptoms that impact sexual function, such as hot flashes, insomnia, and mood swings, but this series of podcasts does not get into the specifics of hormone therapy or non-hormonal solutions. Finally, here's the thing. Even though this series is about orgasm, as you go forward, please consider that a successful sexual experience is not always defined by having an orgasm. In tantric sex, there's essentially no value placed on orgasm. The pleasure is enjoying the sexual journey and sensations that are being experienced that ultimately lead to a richer, more intense experience. If you're listening to Come Again, I assume orgasm is a goal, but know that orgasm is not the only goal. Despite the solutions I'm going to offer, for some women, orgasm's simply not going to happen consistently or at all. But that doesn't mean you can't have a wonderful sexual experience. So if you can accept that there can be satisfying, pleasurable sex without having an orgasm, you're already starting in a good place. So who is Come Again for? This guide is for women and people who care about women. This guide is intended for anyone who would like to better understand the medical, biological, and physical reasons why so many women have difficulty with sexual function, not just during midlife and as they age, but any age. Really, anyone who's looking for solutions for their decreased libido, difficulty becoming aroused, pain with sexual activity, or difficulty with orgasm. While the majority of women in perimenopause or postmenopause are over the age of 40, there are many women who, as a consequence of surgery, chemotherapy, premature ovarian insufficiency, or premature menopause, who are experiencing these issues below the age of 40. Women of all ages have sexual problems, and while the focus is on women who are midlife or menopausal, much of the information in this book applies to women regardless of hormonal status. This guide is also for healthcare professionals who take care of women. And because I'm trying to do my part to educate the doctors of tomorrow, I am giving away free subscriptions to medical students who participate in the Medical Student Forum on Female Sexual Medicine, a group that I mentor. And that's open to medical students across the nation. I'm a gynecologist, and therefore I only treat folks with vaginas, vulvas, and a clitoris. I know next to nothing about penises, medically. The only thing I know is that a penis is basically a larger and much less sensitive clitoris. I completely acknowledge that people born with a penis can be a woman, and that people born with a vagina can be men. But since this book is about anatomy and biology, I don't have the expertise to help women who have a penis. I use the pronoun she throughout the book, not to exclude men with female parts, but because I'm a gynecologist, and 100% of my experience that I discuss is with cis women. Also, and more important, the research that I referenced throughout the book only included cis women. So if you're a man with a clitoris, the facts and recommendations in your case are not backed by the current medical literature. Sexual preference, on the other hand, is not relevant to this book. No matter who you have sex with, including yourself, an orgasm is an orgasm. Arousal is arousal. When I discuss penetrative sex, I'm referring to vaginal penetration with a penis or a tool such as a dildo or a vibrator. No matter who or what you have sex with, I just want you to have a good time. And finally, what makes me such an expert? I mean, it's a fair question. I'm an OBGYN, and most gynecologists know pretty much nothing about this stuff. Most OBGYNs, if you did get the nerve to say, I'm no longer able to have an orgasm, have no response other than, I'm so sorry. I used to be one of those OBGYNs. For a variety of reasons, I became interested in menopause, including sexual medicine, and spent years, long after I completed my formal training, becoming educated. So, my qualifications. I'm a clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University, the Feinberg School of Medicine, and a certified menopause practitioner of the Menopause Society. I founded the Northwestern Medicine Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause and was the medical director for 6 years. I have over 3 decades of clinical experience. I'm a senior research fellow at the Kinsey Institute, Indiana University. I've published numerous academic papers, including a comprehensive paper on painful sex postmenopause that was published last year in the leading academic menopause journal. I've written 4 books on menopause and postmenopause sexuality. I'm routinely invited to speak at medical conferences to educate other healthcare professionals, including for the Menopause Society, the International Menopause Society, Harvard, Yale, the American College of OBGYNs, just to name a few. Over the course of my career, I've spoken at well over 100 medical conferences. And that, of course, doesn't cover the hundreds of public lectures I've given. There's more, and on Substack, you will find my 25-page CV of all of my publications and lectures. Do I know everything? No, but I know more than the average physician, and I'm constantly learning more. And by the time you finish Come Again, you'll know more than the average physician, much more. For subscription options, the Come Again podcast can be purchased on the Apple Podcast platform and delivered to your preferred podcast provider. Go to drstriker.substack.com for more information. And with that, I bring you Come Again, Postmenopause Sexuality and Orgasm. Coming next, Episode 2, Do You Have Good Sex? A Visit with Dr. Ruth.